Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Dalid, which is the top line on page Mem Tes, the page following 96. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Dalid, "Im lo tom hamekadesh, if the one who made kiddush did not drink the wine, v'tom echad me hamesubin kim lo lugmav, and instead of the mekadesh drinking the wine, one of the ones who was sitting around being yotze with the kiddush, he drank kim lo lugmav instead. Pirish melo piv a mouthful yotza. So then everyone's going to be yotze. So the first sheet of the Mechaber says that if the person who made kiddush did not drink the wine, but rather one of the other mesubin drank it, they are yotze. Ve'ein shtia shnayim mitzarefes amlo lugmov. But the first shita holds that two people cannot join together to drink amlo lugmov. It has to be one person. If it's not the mekadesh, it could be someone else. But still, there is a mitzvah and a muvchah that every person that's being yotze with the kiddush will drink part of it. So that's unconnected to the mlolugmov. The mlolugmov should be drank by one person, either the mekadesh or someone else. Two people don't join together. But in addition to one person drinking a mlolugmov, there is a mitzvah and a muvchah that everyone takes a taste of the wine. That is shita number one. The Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Kevan Shebein Kulam Tamu Kumlalugmav. Once amongst all of them, there was a Mlalugmav that was drunk. So Yatzu, they're all Yotze. The Shtias Kulam Mitzarefes Lakashir. Because the drinking of all of them joins together. So that is Shita number two. The first Shita said you can't join together. It has to be either the Mekadesh or someone else. The second Shita says they could join together to the Shir of the Mlalugmav and the Yotze Kiddush that way. The third shita, v'ha'ga'inim sovrim, the ga'inim hold, she'im lo tam ha'mekadesh lo yotza. If the one making the mekiddush is not the one who drank the melugmov, they're not yotzei. The roi lochosh l'divreim, and says the mechaber, it is fitting to be concerned for the shita of the ga'inim. So we have three shitas. Shita number one says, the mekadesh does not have to drink, another person has to drink, but it has to be one person drinking the melugmov. The second shita held, you can join together a few people to drink, as long as together it's melugmov and it's fine. And the third shita, which is the most machmir, says the mekadesh himself must drink, and if he doesn't drink, no one's going to be yotzei. And the mechaber ends off and says, "Roy lochol shel divrayim." And then the mechaber says, "V'dafka b'kiddush." This whole discussion is specifically by kiddush. Aval b'shar dvarim hatuunim kos, but other dvarim that require a kos of yayin, modim hagaonim desagi b'ti'imas acher. Then even the gaonim admit that it will be enough for someone else to drink. Even the mevarech doesn't have to drink, someone else could drink. It's dafka by kiddush, that's where the ga'inim are machmir. So those are the three shitas in the mechaber. And let's see the mishabura now in Sifkatan Samach Tes, going on the first shita that says, if the mekadesh doesn't drink, but someone else drinks some melugmav, that's going to be fine. Tekevan shamasubin shamu mitchila sabracha, since those who are sitting around being yotzi with the kiddush heard from the beginning the bracha, v'hukivin aleihem lotzion, and he was mechavin to be motzi them, so mahani ti'imasan lekulam, so whoever drinks from the wine, that helps everybody else, as long as it's one person. Avalim shasa acher shalo kivin alaba bracha, but if another person from the outside drank who the mevarech was not mechavin for him with his bracha, v'oso ha'acher berach mechadash, and that person went ahead and made his own bracha, mashma she'ein yotzin b'ti'imaso, the mashmos is that everyone else will not be yotze with his drinking. V'dino ki'ilu nishbach ha'kos l'kamon, it'll have the same din as if the wine had spilled and no one drank it, like we'll see later on. So it has to bedafka be one of the people that's being yotze with the kiddush from the mevarich, but it doesn't have to be the mekadesh himself, it could be one of the other people, and that's going to be okay. If you look at note 77, he points out, v'mokom she'ein ha'mekadesh yochal lishos mi'ayayin. In a situation that for whatever reason the Mekadesh is unable to drink the wine, v'yesh bein ha'shomim gam gedolim v'gam ketanim, there are people being yotzi with this kiddush, some are gedolim and some are ketanim. So the Shevet HaLevi writes, shelechadchila yitein l'gadol ishtos. Lechadchila you should give it to a gadol to drink the wine. V'im ein gadol yitein l'katan, if there's no gadol you can give it to, you can even give it to a katan. Says the Mishaburu, if Katan Ayin was still in the first Shita, we said you could have someone else besides the Mekadesh drinking the wine, but Ein Shtia Shtayim Mistarefes. You can't join two together for a Melalugmav. Says the Mishaburu, Deba'inan Shiyitom Ba'atzmo. You need the person that's making the Kiddush to drink himself. O Echon Meham Mesubin, or one of the people who are sitting there to be Yotze, Shir Hana. They have to drink by themselves the Shir Hana. Shetisya Shevdaito Allah, that will give him Yishavadas. and we said lelugmav is the shear that gives a person ishvadas, and that has to be drank by one person. Sivkatan ayin aleph sheyit amu kulam. At the end of the first sheet that we said, even though one person has to drink the lelugmav, we said there is a mitzvah in a muvcher that everyone will drink from the kiddush wine. Says the mishabura haynu ti'ima ba'alma. There's no shear for that. It's just that every person has a mitzvah to drink a little bit. The ain tzorach lelugmav rak leechad. We only need a lelugmav by one person. The cost of a magen Avram, the mishi yesh lo yayin maat, the person who has very limited wine, mutav sheyitom echad kashir. It's better that one person will drink the shir of the mlolumov, v'hamesuban lo yitamu klal, and those who are sitting around will drink nothing, kedei sheyishar hanoser lomachal lekiddush ol havdalah. That way they'll have enough wine left over that they can make kiddush tomorrow and make havdalah tomorrow. So this mitzvah ramuvcher is not going to override the mlolumov. The most important thing is that one person drinks the mlolumov. There's a mitzvah ramuvcher for everyone to have a taste of it. But if there isn't enough wine for both, so says the mishabura from the Magen Avram, of course it's better for one person to drink the shir, and everyone else will drink nothing. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Ayin Gimel, he writes, the act of mitzvah min amuvcher sheyitamu kulam, even though we just said it's a mitzvah amuvcher for everyone to drink, mutav sheyidoche zeh, it's better to push that off, v'lo yidoche ti'ima kishir melugmav le'echad, and not to push off the drinking of a melugmav by one person. T'davar zeh hu li'ikuva l'kama gedol rishonim, according to many other rishonim, that's ma'akiv. If one person doesn't drink a melugmav, so therefore that wins out. U'kumo shegasati b'ber alocha, like I wrote in the ber alocha, v'otam ayim b'magin avram. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Beis. Sivkatan Beis is going in the second shita that says that Kevan de Ben Kulam Tamu Kumalugmav Yatsu. Even if you join together a bunch of people and they drink a Malugmav, that's also going to be okay. Says the Mishabura Hainu Bidiyevid. This shita only holds a Bidiyevid. Avalachatchila Lakuliyama Tsaro Sheyitim Amakadish Kashir. Mazak the Mishabura from the Magen Avram, but Lachatchila, everyone agrees that the Makadish himself should drink the shir. Sivkatan Ayin Gimel goes on the third sheet of the Ga'inim, and the Ga'inim said the Makadish must drink the wine, the Melugmav, otherwise you're not Yotzei. And on that, the Mechaber said, V'roi locho shel divreim, says the Mishabura, Hainu lizar lechatchila. That means you should be concerned for their words, lechatchila. U'bidiyevet heskimu hambe achronim, but bidiyevet, many achronim agree, da'afilu shtiyas kol ha'mesubim mitzarfen l'melugmav. Bidiyevet, many achronim agree that all the people sitting there could join together to have one melugmav, and it's going to be okay. Ach shelo yisha yidei shtiyas kulam yilusim yidei achilas pras. However, you have to be careful that if you're doing the bidiyevet case, that a bunch of people are drinking together, you have to make sure that they're drinking all will be within the time frame of kedei achilas pras. And Sivkatan Ayin Dalad says, on that which the Mechaber said, Dafke Kiddush, the Gaon of HaMachmir, that the Mekadish must drink the wine, by other Koshal Brachos, so then anybody could drink it. Why is Kiddush different? So says the Meshavura, Shehud Var Torah, Kiddush is the Oraisa Friday night, the Asmachu Akro, the Kaddish Al Yayin, and there's an Asmachta from the Pasuk to make the Kiddush on wine. Like we've said many times, the wine is not the Oraisa, according to what we hold, the Kiddush is the Oraisa. But Lamaisa, since the Kiddush is the Oraisa, there is Chashivas for the person that's making the kiddush drink the wine, and therefore that is the lechatchila way to go, and the Mechaber says that it's roi lochosh l'divreim. I'd like to point out note number 79. He says, Onam lekaman, later on we're going to see in Reisha and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Sheyochel Adam levarech la'achirim ez birchas ha-gefen shel ha-kiddush, that one person is allowed to make for other people the brach of ha-gefen of kiddush, afal pi she'eno shoseh me'ayayin, even though he's not drinking any of the wine, he can make the ha-gefen for others. Kevan shebirchas ha-gefen hi chovas ha-kiddush. Since it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, so normally you can't be motzi someone else in the Birchas Hanenin if you're not taking part in it. But when it comes to Kiddush, you can be motzi someone in the Birchas Hanenin of a Bar Piragofen because it's part of the Chi of a Kiddush. V'dino ke Kiddush Hayom, and therefore the Hagofen gets the same din of Kiddush Hayom where we say, Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, and you can make Kiddush and someone else can drink the wine and you're not drinking the wine. V'lechora hu shaloka shita sa ga'inim. V'lechora, that whole din is not like the shita of the ga'inim. Here the Mechaber says, it's roi locho shel divreim that the mekadesh is specifically the one who eats, and there we say in the mechaber that one person can be making kiddush and it can be motzi others in his roi peragofen even though he's not drinking anything. So Bira Kiveger explains Sha'af Ludasa Goinim Ainshtias a Makadish Ma'akevis. Even according to the Goinim, the drinking of the Makadish is not Ma'akev, It's only if the one making kiddush is being yotze with this kiddush, then he must drink. But if he's making kiddush for others, he was already yotze, he's just making kiddush for others, and even according to the goinim, his drinking of the mekadesh would not be ba'akiv. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over there. One person was Yotze Kiddush already. He's making Kiddush only for others. So even though he doesn't drink, they could drink. That's not against the Goinim. The Goinim are saying when you're making Kiddush for others and for yourself, then the Mekadosh Lechatchila has to be the one who's drinking the wine. Let's just see one Bir Halacha that's Divar Maskil V'yesh Omrim. This is going on the second sheet of the Mechaber that even if all together they drink one lulum of their Yotzei, Ayin bel Yerabba shemetzadi la'achriya la'alocha kedei yazu. Look at El Yerabba that he leans to come out that the halocha is like the shita. Mishum disvara rishona hi rak svaras harosh me'atzmo ayin sham. He says the first shita that has to be one person drinking it, whether it was the Mekadesh or someone else, that's only the shita of the rush. But Zotach HaVas Chaim v'lo nihira this El Yerabba doesn't make sense. Tosas and Yuma, as we've been discussing, says the reason why a person has to have Omla Lugma by Kiddush is because it has to bring him Yishavadas. And because of that, they agree over there. V'chem b'psachim kuvzayim b'tosef v'maskulim tam. The la'odam gadol nishtan hashir. If someone is bigger, his shir is bigger. Mishum dekol echad ve'echad mi'as v'daitei b'malugmav didei. Each person gets yishvadas with his own malugmav. Ukmolu in Yom Kippur, like we say by Yom Kippur. V'imkain, and if so, m'melu l'fitam zeh v'adei desvirlu gam kein karosh. It's poshut that Tosos also holds like the Rosh. If a person has to have Yishavadas, so you can't say that Tosas doesn't hold like the Rosh. The Rosh says one person has to drink. Anyone that's discussing Yishavadas, when five people are drinking together a Mlolugmov, it doesn't give anyone Yishavadas. The fact that Tosas is discussing the Shir Mlolugmov as a bringing Yishavadas to a person, you see that Tosas also agrees with the Rosh that one person has to do all the drinking. V'chein l'das ha-gaonim amuva batur, and so to the sheet of the Gaonim that we just had that's brought in the tour. The Sviru that holds the Davka Mekadesh that he says Dafka, the one who's making Kiddush, must drink the Malugmov. So certainly this sheet of the Goinim that the Torah brings down, that the Mekadesh must make the Kiddush and drink the wine, so it's Pasha that he also holds one person must drink it, he does not hold like this sheet that everyone could join together. So what is Del Yerab is saying, that it's only the sheet of the Rosh, and if we hold like the sheet number two, it's the Rosh, it's Tosas, it's the Goinim. And that which the Ritva quotes as Tosas Hashita is not an Artosos. The Mucha Mehemipcha Tosas is clear not that way, it's clear the opposite. And also the Mechaber over here, when he brings down the three shitas, the first shita is brought stam. Mashma shesover shekein ikir lalochot. The mashmos of the Mechaber is the first shita is the ikir, that one person, whether it's the Mechadish or someone else, must drink the whole shita mulugmov. The alkein, and therefore, says the Chabas Chaim, av shein limchos biara mekilin, even though we can't be protesting against those who are lenient to join a few people together for mulugmov, the yesh lehem al milismov, they certainly have what to rely on. One should be very careful that it should be one person drinking the whole Mlolugmov. And specifically the Fida Magen Avraham that we saw in the Mishabur that explains the Shita of the Yesh Omrim, which is the middle Shita, that you're allowed to have everyone joining together. The Magen Avraham explains this Shita that it only works with the Evid. So certainly l'chatchilu, one person should drink. V'chein b'derach ha'chayim v'shulchan atzei shitim v'chay odom lo'ekilu rak b'dievet. All these achronim are only makel b'dievet, they're joined together. V'dayu shenod b'derach ha'chayim kosad b'dievet mahani tziruv kol ha'masubin afilu lo'tom ha'mekadish klal. One last point he ends with is that the Derach ha'chayim writes that b'dievet, not only does it help for people to join together, even if the mekadish is not one of them, other people that are being yotzei b'dekadish could all join together. That's where we're going to stop for today. Just to summarize again, we have three shitas. The first shita says that one person must drink the mulugma of either the Mekadesh or someone else. There's also a mitzvah and a mukha for everyone to take a taste of the wine. Shita number two says that a group of the people could join together to reach the Shia of Malugmuv. And as we just pointed out in the Bir Halacha from the Derech HaChaim, even if the Mekadesh is not one of them. And the third Shita was a Shita of the Goinim that says that the Mekadesh must drink it. So we saw in the notes, Rav Kveger says that it's only when he's being Yotzi with the Kiddush, that's when the Goinim hold the Mekadesh must be the one that drinks it. And the Mechaber ends off and says, Roy Locho Shel Divrayim, but we're coming out, Lemaisa, that L'chadchila, it is for sure better for the Mekadesh to be drinking the Malugmuv himself. B'di'evet, we said clearly, someone else could drink the Malugmuv, or even you could rely on the middle Shita, that other people that are there could join together and drink one Malugmuv together, as long as their entire Shtia is within the time set of Kedei Achilas Pras. We will stop here and continue next time with Siv Tezvav, Mirtz Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.